No, it's Just Plain Radio.
Yeah.
The show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
I can fly. Take me to the pilot, lead me to the tamer.
Take me to the pilot, I'm not a stranger. Brought to you by JustPlainRadio.com.
It's your lucky day.
Your aviation resource on the information super skyway.
You got a plane.
Call Just Plain Radio toll free now at 888-884-2FLY.
And the sky's the limit.
That's 888-884-2359.
Sir? I'd like you to take the helm, please.
I'll be glad to. Greg, your co-pilot, that's me, along with Captain Dennis. We are your crew for Just Plain Radio, the show devoted to the aviation lifestyle, learning to fly. First show of 2026, and what a week it has been. Man, we closed out 2025 with a flurry of weather stories.
I see what you did there.
Yeah. See? I'm getting more creative.
No, they're just called bad dad jokes.
Okay. It could be that too. But yeah, the weather has been definitely challenging for air travel, especially, right after Christmas into the new year and stuff. Man, we got this cold front that went through the north, even got down to us in Florida. I mean, we had to pull out hoodies this week. I mean, I just hear everybody cursing at their speaker right now. Like, you son of a
come on, you can't tolerate lows of 40s. And yes, I know I gave you a hard time about it when I lived in Minnesota, but I will admit blood has thinned a lot in 5 years.
That's right. It was like in the 50s this week in the evening. So, but yeah, I mean, maybe you've seen some of these weather stories, but they've had whiteouts with some of the snow and up north. And I just look at the news like, thank God I'm not you. When I'm looking at them poor saps with the cars all piled up on the side of the road. But you see all the canceled flight tickers on all the major news networks. I mean, it's a sad state of affairs. But then again, we're in Florida. So basically, we get to say suck it losers to everyone else.
Except that people that want to come to Florida to get away from all of that can't.
Yeah. Or so, we have family that are traveling around the holidays, or we have to go see them. And that actually is what happened to you this week with your daughter, right?
Yeah. She had a friend that actually wanted to come down during Christmas break to stay with us. And she got trapped with the blizzard in Minneapolis. You know, it was one of those deals where she left from North Dakota to connect through Minneapolis to get to Fort Myers. Should have been a no-brainer, but throw a blizzard in there and all of a sudden all the delays and de-icing and flight cancellations, it was a mess. She actually wound up being told that her flight was canceled outright and the next available flight would be Wednesday. This was Sunday.
Wow.
Okay. Obviously, that wasn't acceptable. So, you know, we had her on the phone with a gate agent and like, can you get her somewhere in Florida? And they said, well, if we can get her to Detroit tonight and then Tampa tomorrow.
Yeah. Which would be close enough where you drive up and get her.
We don't drive. Come on, Greg. This is just plain radio.
True. Okay, understood.
So, of course, I, you know, mounted an emergency response, and we pulled the Mooney out and flew into Tampa International.
Yeah.
We got there. We actually pulled up to the arrivals concourse with a loaner car from Signature about 10 minutes after she got there.
Hmm. Okay, so that worked
out pretty timing. Good. That worked out really well.
But why did they have, you say she was scheduled to fly out on Sunday and the weather canceled her flight. Is that what the deal was first off? Or was it a mechanical?
No, it was weather related. But here's part of the, you know, when they ask you for volunteers because maybe a flight's overbooked and they start throwing money around?
Yeah.
She's like, I am not in a hurry. I can take a later flight. And she did. So she accepted, you know, a later flight with a cash option or,
cha-ching. You know, yeah.
Yeah.
That's tempting. Right. Right.
All right. I'm going to go grab something to eat, you know. Mm-hmm. And then they really bumped it up on another flight and said, well, if you want to give up this flight, we'll get you on the flight that gets in 11 o'clock tonight. You can go on that. And, you know, it wound up being a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
Except that they canceled that flight after she said, sure, I'll do that. And that's how she wound up getting stranded. And of course, the carriers, because of the weather, they're not under any obligation to provide you a hotel or any sort of accommodation. So they literally were telling her that she'd have to stay, you know, at the Minneapolis airport till Wednesday.
Wow. Okay, so the first flight, though, they did offer compensation because, what, they had a mechanical?
It was probably oversold or something because of all of the cancellations. They were trying to get people accommodated, and so they were looking for volunteers. And, you know, hey, I don't, if I had the time to travel and didn't really need to be anywhere anytime soon, but just keep in mind that, you know, if you start taking those cancellations and are counting on that last flight, especially in the middle of a blizzard, mm-hmm. you might want to weigh the math on that a second.
Right. Well, that's kind of surprising. They didn't have another flight going out till Wednesday. This was on a Sunday evening.
They didn't. Well, they do have flights going out every single day.
Right.
But they were sold out flights.
Ah.
So. Every flight from Minneapolis to Fort Myers, from a Delta Airlines at least, was sold out.
Hmm. So she didn't
get any. And I was looking at some of the other carriers just to see, you know, like Sun Country is based in Minneapolis. And it turns out they were in the exact same situation. There was no availability till Wednesday or Thursday.
Wow.
From them. Okay. So just a really in-demand destination, apparently.
Well, I would think you'd get priority if you took a bump like that. Like if, but I guess not. Obviously,
there
it wasn't
you go
the case.
Thinking again.
Yeah, well, yeah. Right. I keep thinking that they're looking out for our best interest sometimes when things go haywire. That just isn't the case. So
yeah, you would think that because you volunteered and helped them out, but I think they think that obligation ended when they gave you the credit.
Right. He's like, hey, we gave you, you know, $100. What do you want from us?
No, it was more than that.
Well, I bet. Yeah, it's kind of crazy, some of the numbers we see throwing around for these oversold flights now. And by the way, this was a major carrier. I don't even think we shouldn't call them out because in this case, I think it was pretty much across the board. You know, that
I mean,
kind
it's
of
a weather phenomenon that you really can't do much about.
But that's why it did surprise me when you said they didn't have any other flights, because this is a major carrier. They could have, well, we'll fly you to L.A. first and then go somewhere else.
Three flights a day they have.
Yeah.
The best they could do is, hey, we're going to send you to Detroit.
Yeah.
Oh, which, yay.
Exactly.
And then to Tampa.
Hey. Okay. All right.
But, you know, again, this comes down to having a private airplane really is valuable here.
Right.
Because, you know, the fact that we could go and pick somebody up. I mean, I was literally going to tell him at the Delta counter, can you get her anywhere south, you know, anywhere Nashville or lower? We'll take that. You know, I'll go get her the last 4 hours. I don't care.
Uh-huh. And boy, they at least got her to Tampa. And York.
Tampa was great.
Yeah.
Less than an hour. Took my daughter with. She got some valuable flight training along the way, seeing how to fly in and out of a high, you know, high use class Bravo airport. And, mm-hmm. You know, we flew IFR up there, so she was acting as my stenographer, writing down all of the ATC clearances and heading changes and things like that as we went. So I think it was really good for her to be able to listen to the radio and understand what they were saying, and you know, especially now that she's back on her flight training.
Well, exactly, and she's going to surpass my efforts.
Well, that's not hard.
Well, okay, the bar's pretty low, obviously, but
yes.
That's why I'm here, to give motivation to kids like your daughter.
Exactly.
So, all right. So you got her home and one piece, and everything was worked out well. What was the credit? Can you even say, or do you want
to? I'll just leave it out.
But it was pretty decent.
It was substantial.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Enough to make it worthwhile.
You had to go pick her up
and
in Tampa.
Think about it. From my perspective, it was great because I got to go fly into Tampa, something I probably wouldn't normally go do. I had an excuse to go fly into a class Bravo. And so it was great. I actually got to, you know, deal with ATC and real IFR, you know, conditions. Well, it wasn't, you know, low IFR, but I mean, I was in the system, and that's really good practice to actually have to do it for real. And, you know, keep your speed up. You've got a 737 3 miles behind you.
Right. Yeah. Was it challenging getting in and out of there, or not so much?
No, actually, I think I've had more challenges getting out of Page Field in downtown Fort Myers. I had to wait for three airliners on final for them to let me launch out. And
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was pretty painless.
Yeah, and the FBO there in Tampa was what, or did you? Even
Signature
get
out? Was fantastic. Signature.
Yeah,
we. Okay. I mean, it was $38 was the handling and infrastructure fees, and they loaned us a courtesy car to go drive over to the terminal to pick our passenger up.
Yeah, picked up like a $10 coffee for free, and
got those.
Yeah.
Chips, Biscoff cookies.
There you go. Now you're talking. All right. Well, that's one way to start off the new year. We'll go cover the latest aviation news and information next on Just Plane Radio.
Just Plane Radio, the show devoted exclusively to flying and the aviation lifestyle.
Do you have a message or product you need to share with the aviation world? Well, look no further than Just Plane Radio. Just like you, thousands of aviation enthusiasts are hearing this message, and we could be talking about you and your product or service as early as next Saturday. Remember, a terrible thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Go to justplaneradio.com, send us an email, and let us get to work to make your marketing message matter.
Whether you're a flight student, an experienced pilot, or simply an aviation enthusiast, there is a place for you as a member of the Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association. Join AOPA to get the latest general aviation news, safety resources, and technical support you need to sharpen your skills and become a central part of the nation's vibrant general aviation community. Learn more about becoming a member at AOPA.org. That's AOPA.org.
Are you ready to attend a fly-in like no other? One you will never forget? Well, then join your fellow aviation enthusiasts April 23rd through the 26th for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass in Madisonville, Kentucky. Fly, drive, get a hotel nearby, or camp out under the wing at Madisonville Airport with the expectation of having a great time. Mix and mingle with your fellow Beechcraft and Bonanza owners. But know everyone's welcome to what has evolved into one of the fastest growing fly-in celebrations in the USA. Talks and seminars from some of the biggest names in general aviation will be on site sharing their knowledge. Plus tons of food options, bourbon tastings, live music, fireworks, and more. Go to beachbash.com for all the details and everything you need to fly, drive, or RV into Madisonville, Kentucky Airport, April 23rd to the 26th. That's beachbash.com, BEECH bash.com for the Beach Bash in the Bluegrass 2026.